The last Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, tells us about the status of a human being, unlike an animal. Adam muad la'olam. Adam is considered muad always. He doesn't ever have a status of a tam. He's responsible and from the get-go. Adam muad la'olam, bein shogeg, bein mezid. Whether he's a shogeg, it's inadvertent, whether he's doing it on purpose, bein er, whether he's awake, bein yashen, whether he's asleep. However, there are some exceptions to this, and the Rishalmi tells us that if a person were to lie down and then subsequently somebody is sleeping and somebody else lies down next to him, then he's putter, then he's not liable. However, if two people go to sleep at the same time and whoever damages the other person is considered to be chayav, as it says in our Mishnah, because both of them are considered muad to each other. That's how the Rambam puts it. Also, if somebody were to lie down in a place where there are utensils sitting there, when he goes to lie down, he's liable. However, let's say he goes to sleep and subsequently somebody puts the kelim down next to him, so then in that case he's pater. He's considered complete onus and he's not responsible. The Mishnah concludes by telling us that sima es ein chavero, somebody blinds his friend's eye, v'shiber es hakelim, or he breaks his utensils, mishalim nezik shalim, he has to pay complete damages. Again, as we said at the beginning, there's no such a thing as tam when it comes to a human being. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is really teaching us not just something that's obvious, but it's trying to make a comparison between the scenario where a person blinds his friend's eye and breaking his friend's utensils. When one breaks someone else's utensils, you just pay for the cost of the damages of the utensils. However, we'll see later in the eighth perek that when one damages a human being, there are a number of different things he's liable for. He's liable for tsar, for causing pain, for ripui, for having to cut his medical costs. Shevis is unemployment. Uboshis, it can be his embarrassment. Those items, our Mishnah is trying to point out that in a case of shogeg, just as when a person damages kelim, utensils, he's only liable for the cost of the utensils and nothing else, so also in a case where it's inadvertent, where one blinds or hurts his friend inadvertently, he's only liable for the actual damage, not for the accessory damages of pain and medical, etc. That only a person's liable for that only if they are amazed, if they're doing it on purpose, or karv l'mezid, something that's akin or very similar, close to doing it on purpose.